Hello, it's Bruce from the Willows again. And today, our subject is Who is God? I've got 4 points explaining to you who God really is. The first point is about the greatness of God. The greatness, yes. He is the creator. Every thinking person asks, where did God come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? Science attempts to answer the first question, and philosophy wrestles with the second. But only the Christian faith has the satisfactory answer to all three. In the beginning, God made the world and everything in it. He is Lord of all that He has made, and He is not a distant God, but one who loves us all. Secondly, there's the goodness of God. He is the provider. Because He loves us, He provides all that we really need, life, breath, and all things. He is the source of every good and perfect gift. And yet many people worship creation and glorify themselves. And then thirdly, there is the government of God. He is the ruler. The gods of the Greek were distant beings who had no concerns for the problems and needs of people. But the God of creation is also the God of history and geography. The Greeks felt that they were a special race, different from other nations. But history makes it clear that even their precious land was a gift from our one and true God. It is not the power of people, but the government of God that determines the rise and fall of nations. Finally, number 4, the grace of God. He is the Savior. Now, grace means unmerited favor. So let us have some clear evidence of God's grace. God commands all people to repent. The Savior was killed and raised again. The Greek council could not accept the truth of the resurrection. There were 3 responses. Some just laughed and mocked it. Others did not take it seriously. Others were interested but wanted to hear more. Whilst a small group of believers accepted Jesus as their Savior. And that's an example, my friends, this God's grace, of His love and His care. And it's something that should encourage us to share the gospel among people that we know who do not know God in this way. This is what we call outreach. And it's important because if that is the door our Lord opens for someone, we dare not fail Him. But we will be encouraged, because our Lord calls and also equips us and encourages us so that we can, with the help of the Holy Spirit, know what we need to say. So, if we accept God, the true God, as our God, we can tell others about Him. So what God do we have? Who is He? Well, He's great. He is the Creator. He's good. He is our provider. He is in charge. He is the ruler. He reveals His grace. He is our Savior. So praise God for all that He is and for all that He can mean to us. God bless you all. Amen.